Good morning, church.
大家早安。
It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you here today.
能够来到中间跟大家分享是我的荣幸。
And I just have to get the mics arranged and it'll work.
好，我们在音响方面做一些调整。
It's a good day, isn't it?
今天是一个好的日子，不是吗？
Kathy and I live in the western suburbs of Chicago.
Kathy 跟我是在芝加哥的西边的郊区。
I believe that our weather has been the same as yours for the last couple of weeks.
我相信在过去几个礼拜，那你的天气跟这里差不多。
And today is the first day we see sunshine in almost 2 weeks.
今天其实是过去两个礼拜之内第一次看到有阳光。
But as followers of Jesus, we know that the sun shines in our hearts all the time.
但是因为耶稣，我们知道上帝的光一直照在我们的心中。
And so this morning we want to spend some time thinking about Jesus Christ, our Savior.
所以今天早上我们就来思想这个问题，耶稣是我们的救主。
As we begin to think about that, I invite you to join me in prayer.
在我们开始之前，让我们一起来祷告。
Father, would you speak to our hearts today?
天父，我们愿你对我们的心来讲话。
Would you fill us with the presence of your Spirit?
将你的圣灵充满我们。
Would you help us understand the beauty of Jesus, our Savior?
帮助我们来了解这个基督是我们救主的身义。
And Father, may we walk away from this place encouraged by you and your word.
以至于当我们离开这里的时候，我们满满得着你的鼓励。
We bow before you in Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Christ, our Savior.
基督，我们的救主。
The first statement in what we in the Alliance call the fourfold gospel.
这对于我们宣道会来说是就是第一个有其中四个命题中间的第一个。
It's not important or more important than the other aspects of the fourfold gospel.
这跟其他几条的命题一样，几条的声明一样，并不是比其他的重要。
Which are Christ our sanctifier, Christ our healer, and Christ our coming king.
其他的三条是说基督是基督是让我们成圣的。基督是我们
Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King.
基督是我们的医治者，也是我们将来再要来的王。
You are an Alliance Church.
你是我们中间宣道会的会员。
And that's wonderful.
非常好。
Savior is pivotal in our understanding of how we think of Jesus Christ.
救主是对于我们理解耶稣基督来说是一个很重要的题目。
To grasp this, it's important, I believe, for us to understand from Scripture the history of Jesus as Savior.
来了解这一方面，可能我们从历史的角度上来看一下耶稣成为我们救主是什么意思。
And a great place to do that is to go to the Book of Acts.
有一个很好的地方，我们可以理解这一方面是就是在《使徒行传》里面。
So I want to walk through the first few chapters of Acts real quickly with you today.
所以我们在这里会很快的看到，来看一下《使徒行传》开始的几章。
Acts chapter 1, where the church and the mission of Jesus is launched.
在《使徒行传》第一章，耶稣在还有门徒开始就将这个事工。宣教的事工开始了。
These are the early days of who we are and what we do as the Church of Jesus Christ.
这是当日的早期的时候，就是我们作为一群基督徒要做的事情，怎么做。
Chapter 1, verses 4 to 8, we see the Father's promise of the Holy Spirit.
在第一章四到八节那里有看到天父对信徒的他们的应许。
His gift to us.
他给我们的礼物。
We see the mission that Jesus is giving us defined.
他可以看到上帝给我们要做的事情是做什么事情。
Jesus says we will be his witnesses from our neighborhoods to the nations.
耶稣说我们要为其他为万人做见证，从我们的周围一直到了地极。
In this passage, we see Jesus himself speaking to us.
在这一段经文里面，我们看到耶稣自己对我们讲话。
And then suddenly we get to verse 9 and Jesus disappears.
但到了第九节的时候，耶稣不见了。
He ascends to join his Father in heaven.
他升天了，跟天父天上的父亲在一起。
And I believe the people are standing there confused and wondering what to do next.
我想当时的人可能是很混乱，他们不晓得下去要做什么。
And verse 11, suddenly heavenly beings are there speaking to them.
然后在十一节那里可以看到天使开始跟他们讲话。
Now it doesn't say what they say, but I imagine it's don't worry.
圣经没有说到他讲什么，但是我估计他们是说别害怕。
It's more like it's time to get to work.
现在是我们去工作的时间。
It's time to proclaim the gospel.
开始是宣扬我们福音的时候。
And then we move to chapter 2, Pentecost.
然后到了第二章，那里提到了五旬节。
We find the believers gathered together.
在那里信徒聚集在一起
waiting, listening for God.
他们在那里等着上帝的指引。
These, the believers, his followers, the beginning of the church.
这些基督的跟随者就是教会的开始。
And the Holy Spirit arrives and indwells the believers.
圣灵来临，活在他们中间。
And at that moment, power is upon the believers.
那时候上帝的能力在信徒里面。
And they begin to preach and to teach and to share the gospel in different languages.
他们开始用不同的语言来宣扬上帝的福音。
So that everyone who is in that city at that time can hear the gospel message in their language.
以至于当时候城市里面不同的种类都可以听到上帝的福音。
It is the beginning of multilingual ministry.
这也是各种语言的一个事工的开始。
And then we get to verses 14 to 40, where Peter begins to preach.
然后在第二章14到40节，彼得开始来宣道。
To anyone who will listen, he begins to preach and remind them of the prophecy of Joel.
对任何愿意听的人，他们就告诉他关于圣经里面关于耶稣的话，特别是在约珥书里面所讲的。
He reminds them that Joel says the Spirit will come.
约珥书那里提到圣灵会来临。
And that men and women, young and old, will begin to prophesy.
男的、女的、年轻的、年老的，都会作为先知来宣道。
To begin speaking of the living God.
讲到了关于活的神。
He then begins to describe what happened to Jesus.
然后他就开始讲。
He speaks of his mission. He speaks of his mission and his death and his resurrection.
他讲到了他的事工、他的死。
And he says to the people there, those that are not followers, this is your responsibility.
他对这些人讲，这些人其实不是跟随耶稣的人，但是他说这些是你的责任。
Jesus suffered at your hands, he says.
他说耶稣因为着你们的手，所以受到了受苦。
And he calls people to repentance.
他也呼召他们来悔改。
And in verse 41 of chapter 2, we see that 3,000 people believed and followed Jesus that day.
第二章的四十一节那里有提到，当天有三千人接受主。
It's hard for us to imagine that many people at one time.
我们很难想象有那么多人会同时来信主。
And it is the beginning of the ministry of the church.
这也是教会的事工的开始。
We get to chapter 3 and the apostles' ministry begins to expand.
然后我们来到第三章。我们教会或者是门徒他们的事工开始扩展。
In the first 10 verses, we find Peter filled with the Holy Spirit brings healing to the beggar.
在开始的十节里面，我们可以看到彼得被圣灵充满，而且他就医治了一个瘸腿的人。
And then in verses 11 through 26, Peter begins to preach again.
从十一节到二十六节，彼得再次宣讲。
He speaks of Jesus again.
他提到了耶稣。
He calls people to repentance again.
他也呼召人来认罪。
And people begin to respond.
人们也开始来反应。
And then we get to chapter 4.
然后到了第四章。
And now the battle begins between the followers of Jesus and the teachers of the law.
现在征战来了，就是信徒跟那些教旧约律法书的人中间的征战。
In the first 7 verses, we see that Peter and John are in trouble.
在那里，我们看到彼得跟约翰开始有问题了。
The priests, the temple guard, the Sadducees show up and are arguing with them.
就当时候的大祭司啊，或者是撒都该人啊，他们开始来跟彼得跟约翰来争论。
They cannot accept the message that Peter and John are preaching.
他们不能够接受彼得跟约翰所传扬的信息。
And in fact, Peter and John are arrested and put in jail.
其实呢，彼得跟约翰被抓进牢里面去了。
They are questioned, they're interrogated, they're punished to some degree.
他们被审问。
And then in verse 8, Peter begins to speak full of the Holy Spirit.
在第八节那里，彼得开始靠着圣灵来宣扬。
But he doesn't defend himself, he doesn't argue.
他并不是来跟他们来争论。
He speaks of kindness and healing.
是讲到了怎么仁慈，还有就是医治。
He speaks of Jesus and his death and his resurrection.
他讲到了耶稣他的死，还有他的复活。
He speaks of the great power of Jesus.
他讲到耶稣带来的很大的能力。
And then we get to verse 12, the passage you read before.
然后我们到了十二节，就是我们刚才念的经文。
Salvation is found in no one else.
除他以外，别无拯救。
For there is no other name,
因为天上地下没有其他的名。
Under heaven by which we may be saved,
能够使人得救。
With these words from Peter and John, these words of courage and authority,
这些从彼得跟约翰来的，带着大能的话语。
This declaration of the power of Jesus,
关于耶稣的能力的宣称。
Peter and John are released from jail.
因着这样，彼得跟约翰就被释放了。
And the church is formed in a new way.
然后教会就跟以前不一样了。
The church that Jesus refers to in Matthew chapter 16.
就像耶稣在马太福音第十六章所提到的。
The church that cannot be stopped.
一个不能够被停止的教会。
Nothing will stand in its way, even the gates of hell.
没有任何东西可以阻止这个教会，甚至是地狱的门。
Because Jesus said, "I will build my church."
因为耶稣说，我会在这里建立我的教会。
Well, immediately following this, the believers come together in prayer.
因此这样，那些信徒就在一起来祷告。
They begin to care for one another, serve one another.
他们开始彼此关怀，彼此照顾。
Their possessions are shared, sin is addressed.
全部共用。
People are healed.
人们跌倒了一致。
And on the heels of that persecution comes.
一致之后呢，那些外面的逼迫来了。
But the church is off and moving, ministering.
但是教会蓬勃的开始。
All centered around and the exclusive truth.
全部就是因为他的教会的中心就在这个真理上。
That salvation is found in no one but Jesus.
除他以外别无拯救，就除了耶稣以外别无拯救。
Jesus, our Savior.
耶稣我们的救主。
This is an extraordinary statement.
这是一个很不平常的、不平凡的一个命题。
And I don't know that we can fully understand the meaning of it.
我也不晓得我们能不能够完全理解这个声称。
But we try. We try hard.
但是我们多尝试，我们也很用功来尝试来了解。
Years ago, I used to do seminars for church health and church evangelism.
几年前我开始了一个讨论班，就是在讲一些教会里面的健康，还有教会里面的传福音。
I would often at the end of the seminar, or sometime in the seminar, hold up this brochure or this little booklet.
在这个讨论班结束的时候呢，我就将这本书拿起来。
And it says 33 things that happen at the moment of salvation.
这里提到了33点，在我们接受主的时候发生的事情。
Things that are listed are: we are forgiven, we are redeemed, we are reconciled, we are justified, we are adopted.
比如说，是我们被饶恕了，我们被救赎了，我们也被领养了。
And the list goes on and on.
这个33点很长的一个单章。
Some of our Christian and Missionary Alliance theologians and teachers have put together a similar list.
那我们宣道会其实呢，我们的神学家也将有一个差不多的一个名单，一个单章。
A promises that come from God's word that I want to remind you of today.
里面提到了是上帝给我们的一个应许，那我今天也会提到。
We agree together as a family of believers.
我们都同意，我们是作为一个信徒，是一个神里面的家庭的人。
Based on Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, that when we become followers of Jesus, we are forgiven.
就像使徒行传二章十三节那里提到了，当我们接受主的时候，我们就被饶恕了。
From the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 1, we are told that our guilt is gone, we are set free.
在罗马书八章一节提到了，我们的罪已经被除去了，我们现在是自由的人。
Again from Romans, this time chapter 5, we have been justified, we have peace with God, we have access to his throne room.
然后在八章二十五节那里提到了，我们现在是被称义了，我们能够收取到上帝给我们的能力。
When we get to 1 John chapter 2, we find that God's wrath is satisfied. The sin of the world is satisfied through Jesus' sacrifice.
在约翰一书那里有提到了，因着耶稣基督为我们的献身，所以呢，我们就可以对罪不再敏感，我们这样的罪被除去了。
We use a theological term, we say it is through the atoning work of Jesus.
就是我们有一个就是神学的名词，就是说在耶稣里面我们被救赎了。
And through this work,through this work of Jesus, we are told again in Romans chapter 4 that we've been credited with his righteousness.
在罗马书第四章提到了，因着耶稣我们也得到了他的公义。
There's no righteousness within us.
在我们里面并没有公义。
We have all of the faults and all of the problems within our own lives.
我们只有在我们生命里面、生活里面的各种的难题跟问题。
And yet in the miracle of Christ our Savior, we are seen as righteous by the Father.
但是因着耶稣为我们做了这个神奇的事情呢，在上帝眼光我们是公义的。
Perfect in every way.
在无论在哪一方面看都是无瑕疵的。
Paul again reminds us, or Paul again reminds us in 2 Corinthians that we become new creations. The old is gone, something new is there.
在保罗在哥林多后书里面提到了，我们的旧我已经被除去了，现在在我们里面的是新的我。
In Christ, the old person passes away, and a new person is born.
在基督里面，旧我已经去了，新的人在我们里面产生。
In John 3:16, a passage that every child probably memorizes.
我想我们中间每一个人，或者甚至孩子，他们都记得了约翰福音三章十六节。
We are reminded of the gift of eternal life.
我们提到了，那里提到了上帝给我们的永恒的一个礼物。
And I want to take a moment to expand on that for just a bit.
那我们在这里花一点时间将它来看一下。
We often think of eternal life as something that happens after we die a physical death and enter heaven.
经常我们提到永生的时候，好像是我们死了以后才去到的天堂。
And that's correct.
这并没有错。
But I want to remind you today that eternal life starts this moment today for each and every one of us.
但今天我要提醒大家，其实永生这个概念现在这个时候就已经开始了。
Who choose to place our faith in Christ Jesus as Savior.
当我们将我们的信仰放在耶稣基督是我们救主的时候，
our eternal life starts now and goes for all of eternity as we live in relationship with Him.
我们的永生现在就开始，开始我们跟他从永在永恒里面的关系。
The good news is you don't have to wait to die to experience Jesus. You can experience Him in your life today.
这个好消息，这个福音就是说，你不需要等到死了才能够接受到永生，而是你今天就可以实验的。
And in that experience, the power and the certainty of eternal life.
然后在这个经验里面，你可以接受到、领受到。永生的这个全能。
A part of that is understanding that now, today, we become a part of God's family.
那我们要知道，我们现在今天开始已经是在神的家庭里面的一员。
In John chapter 1, we are reminded that we have been adopted. We've been given the right to become children of God.
约翰福音第一章里面提到了，我们被领养的，我们现在已经成为了神家里面的一位。
He loves us as he loves his own son.
天父爱我们，就像他爱他的儿子一样。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul reminds us that the Holy Spirit is given to us. The Holy Spirit, the giver of life, gives us life.
在罗马书第八章那里提到了圣灵给我们生命。
And then in John reminds us that Jesus is our advocate. He goes to the Father on our behalf.
然后在约翰福音那里提到了耶稣为我们代求，在上帝面前为我们代求。
It's hard to imagine.
我们很难想象。
But if you can visualize for just a moment,
但假如你可以想象一下,
that our Jesus, our Savior, sits at the right hand of God the Father at this very moment,
耶稣在这个时刻就坐在父神的旁边,
and he speaks to his Father, our Father, on your behalf for you.
他向他的父亲讲，也就是我们的父亲，为了我们的缘故向他求。
He is your advocate, he is your friend, he is your supporter.
他是我们的代言者，是我们的朋友，是我们的支持者。
In the Father's presence.
在上帝里面。
Paul again tells us that we are secure in our relationship with God our Father.
上帝也提到了，我们跟圣经也提到了，保罗提到了，就是我们在天父里面是 很有这个安全的。
Verses 38 and 39 of chapter 5, he says, nothing can separate us from the love of the Father.
在罗马书五章三十八节到三十九节那里提到，没有任何事情可以跟我们将我们跟上帝的爱隔绝。
Paul addresses the sting of death this side of eternity in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在保罗在哥林多前书三章十五节那里有提到类似的经文。
He says that death as we know it has been swallowed up in Christ's victory.
他那里提到了神的毒钩已经被上帝的被耶稣的胜利战胜了吞灭了。
Something that we can grieve, but something we need not fear any longer, death in this world.
有一些死亡是我们可以悲伤的事情，但是我们不需要再害怕了。
And then Peter tells us that we have been given an inheritance that will never spoil or fade.
那彼得提到了我们在上帝里面得到的这个基业是不会毁坏的。
Every time I read this passage and I see this inheritance that will never spoil or fade or go away, I am amazed.
每一次当我提到这看到这些经文，就是说我们从上帝来的基业是不会朽坏，不会褪色的，我就觉得很惊讶。
I look at what goes on in the news and I see the stock market that goes up and down and the property values going up and down.
因为当我看新闻的时候，你可以看到每天无论是股票的指数或者是房产他们的价值都高高低低不断的在变化。
And people worrying about their inheritance and their savings and their retirement funds.
一般的人都担心他们的去处或者是其他的他们的家产。
And I'm reminded that Jesus says, you have an inheritance that will never go away.
但我就想到了耶稣对我们的应许，就是你们有从上帝来的基业是永不朽坏的。
Nothing will impact it.
没有任何东西可以将它拿走。
No worries for us.
对我们来说，一点都不需要担心。
As wonderful as unbelievable of all these things are, there's still more to Jesus, our Savior.
这些是如此的不可思议，但是其实还有更多从上帝来，从耶稣来的应许。
He is our pathway to the perfect Father.
他是我们到一个完美的上帝的唯一的道路。
He gives us the opportunity to live an eternal relationship with God our Father.
他给我们有这个机会，这个跟上帝一起在永生里面在一起的机会。
But there are some other things that we must address that are difficult sometimes to understand and to grasp.
但是有一些东西我们必须要在思想的，有时候甚至是很难来理解的。
Again, within our Alliance family, some of our pastors and theologians have articulated four truths about the Savior.
我们刚才有提到，就是宣道会里面我们的神学家有提到了，就是救主的四个方面。
The first is something that brings us comfort.
第一件事情并没有带给我们多大的鼓励。
Jesus is the universal Savior.
耶稣是一个全宇宙的救主。
I referenced before John 3:16. It says where we read, whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
原福音三章十六节说到，凡信他的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever, anyone.
无论是什么人，所有的人。
You see, all who come to him in repentance.
只要来到他面前认罪的。
All who express sorrow for their sin.
他们的罪就会被除去。
All who believe that he is who he says that he is.
只要相信他，就是耶稣宣称他自己是谁的。
And will receive his salvation.
然后接受他的救恩。
To all of those people, Jesus becomes their Savior.
对所有这些人，耶稣都是他们的救主。
None are excluded from this opportunity, this invitation.
没有任何一个人是从这个邀请里面被拒绝的。
To receive his gift.
来接受他的礼物。
It is important for us to remember that there is nothing too great, too evil, too extraordinary.
我们要理解到，其实没有一件东西是too大的，太大的，或者是太坏的。
In our lives or the lives of anyone we meet,
无论是在我们生命上的任何一个人，我们所见过的。
That cannot be forgiven by our God.
并没有任何一个人是不能够被上帝所饶恕的。
He stands before us with open hands and says to all, "Come to me."
他站在那里张开双手说来来到我这里来。
I will give you and grant you forgiveness and give you peace.
我会给你饶恕也会给你平安。
Jesus also is an exclusive Savior.
那耶稣也是独一无二的救主。
And this is harder for us to grasp.
这个对我们来说比较难理解。
It's difficult for the world around us to understand.
对于世界来说，他们也很难理解。
And sometimes it makes us hard to be accepted by the world around us.
那有时候因为这样，我们就不太容易被旁边的人所接受。
If we go back to that passage in Acts chapter 4, our theme for today.
啊，假如我们刚去到了我们刚才所读到的主题的经文。
Salvation is found in no one else.
除他以外，别无拯救。
It is Jesus alone.
只有耶稣。
This is God's truth, His perfect plan.
这是从上帝来的真理，是他一个完美的计划。
The problem is, as humans, we don't like it very much.
但问题呢，就是作为一个人来说，我们不太喜欢这样的一个宣称。
For we want to have options, we want to make choices.
因为我们希望有一些选择。
But when it comes to redemption,
当我们来到了救赎的话
，to become an adopted daughter or son of our Father,
成为一个上帝的养子。
Jesus says there's only one way. There are no choices, no options.
耶稣说只有一个方法，没有其他的选择。
Jesus said it is through His life.
耶稣说只有通过他的生命。
There are no other opportunities.
别无选择。
The world around us wants to believe in multiple gods.
在我们周围的世界，希望我们来理解到有不同的神。
And multiple ways to be live in relationship with those gods or to get to those gods.
也给我们一个不同的方法来跟这些不同的神来联络。
But our message as Jesus, the exclusive Savior, is there is only one way.
但我们在这里的信息是说，耶稣是唯一无二的，只有一个方法。
To one God.
到这个唯一的真神里面。
Our Holy Father.
就是我们的天父。
And that way is through Jesus Christ.
唯一的方法，通过我们，只可以通过耶稣才能够到我们的圣父里面去。
Jesus said himself in John chapter 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
那耶稣在约翰福音四章十四节那里提到，我就是道路、生命、真理。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
除了我，没有人能够到上帝那里去。
A difficult truth, but a truth that we must proclaim with authority.
这是一个很难的一个声称，但是我们需要声称的。
Well, Jesus is also our comprehensive Savior.
那耶稣也是我们一个完整的一个救主。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul writes that God foreknew those that would be conformed to His image.
那保罗在罗马书第八章里面说到了，就是当我们能够更新变化成耶稣的那个影子的一样的时候。
That God has called people and those that He has called, He has justified.
那上帝就会称这些人是称义的。
And those that have been justified will ultimately be glorified.
这些被称义的将来也会得到荣耀。
Now we don't understand this.
我们并不完全理解。
It is part of the mystery of an all-knowing God.
这也是一个认识神的有一些不太清楚的地方。
But it is clear that our God knew before the foundation of the world of those that would be in His heaven.
但很明显的，我们知道，就是说，在创造天地以前，上帝已经知道了我们这些是属神的人。
He knew and He knows that when we choose to believe and trust in Jesus,
他知道当我们选择来接受耶稣的时候，
all the sin in our life is addressed and forgiven.
我们生命上的罪都会被解决的。
That we become justified.
那我们会被称义。
It's a moment when God sees us just as if we had never sinned.
上帝看我们就好像我们没犯罪一样。
And out of that position, He is committed to forming us into the image of His Son.
那他也让我们能够在耶稣的这个形象里面来成长。
And one day when that process is completed and Jesus returns,
当有一天这个过程结束的时候，也就是耶稣再来的时候，
we will be glorified as Jesus is glorified.
我们就跟耶稣一样会被荣耀。
And look our Father into His face, into His eyes.
那我们看上帝可以，我们到时候就可以直接看着上帝。
Finally, Jesus is also our all-powerful Savior.
最后我们的耶稣也是我们的大有能力的救主。
I mentioned before that nothing can separate us from the love of our Father.
我记得我曾经提过，没有任何东西能够将我们跟上帝的爱分隔离。
Paul declares that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons.
保罗宣称 无论是生是死，无论是天使或者是魔鬼。
The present or the future.
现在还是将来的。
No powers, no heights, no depth.
是有能力的，是高处的，是低处的。
Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
没有任何东西可以将我们跟上帝的爱隔绝，这个爱是在通过耶稣基督里面的。
Jesus Christ our Savior.
耶稣基督，我们的救主。
He deals with our past.
他处理了我们的过去。
The consequences of our sin are erased when we place our trust in Him.
罪里面的后果已经被擦去了。
He presents us before His Father as righteous.
他将我们放在上帝面前，就看成是好像是公义的人一样。
And in that we have been saved.
因着这样，我们拯救了，被拯救了。
But He also prepares us.
但他也准备我们。
He invites us.
他邀请我们。
To be sanctified and made holy.
能够洁净，成为圣洁。
He invites us to walk in step with the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
他邀请我们跟圣灵同行。
And in that, we are being saved as we live our lives.
因着这样，我们在过我们活的时候，过我们每一天生活的时候，我们就被拯救了。
But he also prepares us for eternity.
但他也为我们为了永恒来预备。
In our obedience to his word, what he has commanded.
接着我们顺服他所告诉我们的。
He molds us more and more into his image.
他塑造我们越来越像耶稣的影子。
Knowing that he is coming back to retrieve his bride, each one of us.
因为我们知道他将来会再来到我们中间。带领我们去。
And knowing that when he returns, when he invites us to join him,
当他再来的时候，他会邀请我们一起跟他在一起。
We will become like him,
那我们就会跟他一样。
With glorified bodies,
带着一个荣耀的身体。
With all the things of this world gone, disappearing and never coming back,
当世界的一切都退去的时候。
We will be glorified as Jesus is glorified.
我们就像耶稣一样得到了荣耀。
And in this we are being saved.
就是这样，我们就被拯救了。
Our future is secure.
我们的将来是很安定的。
Jesus our Savior.
耶稣我们的救主。
In Acts chapter 10 we read.
在使徒行传第十章那里。
All the prophets testify about him.
那里提到了先知都为他做见证。
And that everyone who believes in him
所有相信他的人
will receive forgiveness of their sins through his name.
会因着他的名得到了饶恕。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 2 we read, For there is one God.
在提摩太前书第二章那里提到只有一个上帝。
And one mediator between God and mankind.
在神跟人中间只有一个中保。
And that mediator is Christ Jesus.
这位中保就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, our Savior.
耶稣基督，我们的救主。
I know in the months to come you'll hear of Christ, our Sanctifier, and Christ, our Healer, and Christ, our Coming King.
那我们可以其他的几点呢？也提到因此这样，就是基督是我们洁净者，也是我们的医治者，也是我们将来要来的王。
None any more important than any of the other titles that we give to Jesus.
没有其他我们给耶稣的名函比这些更重要的。
But remember, it starts with Christ our Savior.
但你要记着，这切都是开始的那一点，就是基督是我们的救主。
He stands before each of us today.
他在我们面前站立在这里。
And all of the friends and family that we know.
在我们所有的人之前。
And he says, "Come to me."
他说，来到我前面来。
For I am the way to the Father.
因为我是到天父那里的道路。
And through me, you may have eternal life.
接着我，你可以得到永生。
I encourage you and I invite you.
我鼓励你，也在这里邀请你。
To accept that truth in your own lives.
在你的生活里面，你的生命里面接受这位。
And carry that message to everyone that you know.
也将这个信息带给你认识的所有的人里面。
So that they and we may be adopted into Christ's family.
以至于我们多和还有我们还有其他人都能够被领养到上帝的家庭里面。
Children of the living God.
就是这个活着的神的家庭。
For all of eternity.
从今直到永远。
Father, we thank you for the power of your word.
天父，我们感谢你，因着你能力，你大有能力的话语。
And the love that you express to us through Christ our Savior.
也因着你借着耶稣带给我们的爱。
Father, may we be representatives of that love.
天父啊，愿我们能够成为这个爱的代表。
Through our lives and through the teaching and the preaching of the gospel message.
无论是通过我们的生命，或者是通过我们的宣称，能够将你的福音传出去。
Father, we are your servants.
主啊，我们是你的仆人。
As you invite us, we will serve you.
当你邀请我们来服侍你的时候。
Representing you before all who cross our path.
在所有的人面前。
And to that end, Father, we bow before you in Christ Jesus' name.
我们希望能够成为他们的见证，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.